Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and let me be your star. Mr. and Mrs. Smith want to touch me, but I'm brighter than the sun. Stand here with your crazy dreams and do the 20th century Fox Mambo. History is made at night, so shake it out and let's be bad. Joining us today are the usual watermelons, cars, and Greek wedding traditions.
Yes.
Things that you smash.
I was waiting for the connection to happen.
Yeah. I was like, come on, guys.
I was like, what a song title that is.
Including Kevin Bombshell Jaeger.
Thank you, I appreciate
very nice,
that.
Very nice.
Kimberly, our What a Hulk Smash End Game Master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
End Game Master, that was good.
Very good.
Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
Okay. And with us today is somebody who you know from Off-Broadway's Night of the Living Dead or from his own musical Francois and the Rebels. Ooh. But of course you know him from NBC's Smash as Ellis Boyd. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Jamie Sapero. Yeah, I did.
It's Sapero, but it's fine.
Yeah, I know. I even wrote it out. And even before we started, I was like, this is how you say it.
Literally took like 5 minutes to make sure.
When I said it the wrong way to you before we started recording, I was like, oh no, I've locked that in now.
It's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, so Sapero.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, great.
Really happy to.
You can follow him on social media at Jamie Sapero. Instagram at Poppy Magic. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. You couldn't get both of them?
No, it was available. Like, I was Jamie Sapero for a while, but then, like, I just went through, like, a really slutty phase for a minute, and
sure.
I just went by Poppy Magic.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I think that's Live the only explanation
life.
I can
yeah.
give, really.
Yeah,
it's a great explanation.
It was a really now and then summer. So
let's just start with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
Do I go first?
Sure.
Go for it.
I am drinking a delicious Von Brunt Stillhouse bourbon whiskey because I'm a bourbon drinker.
Yes.
Or a whiskey drinker, rather.
Sure, sure.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, it's really
I'm doing
good.
It on the rocks.
Because yeah, that's what I'm doing, too.
Put some hair on
I
my chest.
I have it in a diet lemonade.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And it is actually, it's a local to New York. It's a local to New York. from Red Hook, so Van Brunt.
Oh, nice.
In Red Hook. It's really good. It's yeah. really good, actually.
It's smooth. Yeah. It's like got a sweetness
smooth.
To it.
It's smooth. It's cool. It breaks the rules. Anyone?
It's cool.
Karina?
Yeah.
Great. Who says you couldn't have it's a pudding? J-E-L-L-L? No. Okay.
What did you say?
Karina.
What's Karina?
It was the movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and
it's really throwback. I mean, was it like 90 or something?
Yeah, mid-90s.
Was it Whoopi Goldberg and Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
And Ray Liotta,
oh, yeah.
Ray Liotta's wife dies and he has like a daughter, so he hires Whoopi Goldberg
as like the nanny.
As like
yeah.
the nanny, but then like they start like getting
fall in love?
But it takes place like late 50s, early 60s, I think.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
They start falling in love, but then like it's the late 50s, early 60s, so then there's all that drama.
Right. Is her name Karina?
The Whoopi Goldberg's name is Karina.
Yeah.
Why do they say it twice?
Because it's
because they,
this is what the show's about now. Yeah.
anyway, are you listening? Yeah.
And they blow on the lights because every time they blow on the lights, it turns green. Or like she teaches her to do that in the convertible. But there's a whole like subplot or like.
Oh, we're still talking about Karina.
Well, thematically, he's atheist and Karina is, or the Whoopi Goldberg character is not. So there's that kind of back and forth about how the child should be raised because the wife, it's a whole thing. It's great. Anyway.
I'm going to have to revisit this one later on. Is it on Netflix? I'm going to have to like hit it tonight.
Yeah, right?
After this, I'm definitely going straight home to eat a sandwich and watch Karina.
Karina.
I'm drinking Kona beer.
Yep.
Very delicious. And mine is
that was
in
the through line.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what like cups are we drinking out of, more importantly?
Oh, mine is out of Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 cup.
I love that show.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Great.
Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite.
Ruben and Clay's first annual Christmas Carol Family Fun Pageant Spectacular Reunion Show.
Kimberly and I were there.
Oh, yeah. First night.
I went as well. Yeah.
With a friend of the show, Aaron J. Albano.
It was very fun.
We went to the first preview.
The very first preview.
Yeah.
Which we've been told was the first run through.
At all.
You saw the first time the director was like, let's try this.
And I have She Used to Be My Waitress.
Nice.
Which I still haven't seen.
Oh, really?
I know.
Now's a good time to see it.
Yeah, I heard. Is Shoshana still doing it?
Yeah.
She's extended through July.
I already know that that vocal is just going to like put me into my brain.
Oh, yeah.
And Smash alum Jeremy Jordan.
Yeah.
Is
and Kat's doing it in
London.
She just finished in London, maybe.
Yeah.
I think she just finished because she did a whole tweet about it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see her. Well, yeah, I definitely have to. That's on my list of things to see.
Sure.
Right now, that in Hadestown.
Like, oh, so like good.
While we're talking about it, let's do Hadestown.
What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Or recently? Yeah. What have you seen? Anything that you've enjoyed?
Like off the top, I'm trying to think of like. Well, now I'm like getting tipsy, so now I can't remember anything that I've seen in the past like 24 hours.
Well, while you're thinking, the three of us went to see Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune.
Okay. How was that?
It was spectacular. So
oh, my God. Yeah. So good. It's just, it's a really expertly crafted play. Mm. And then when you put it in, like, the very capable hands of Audra McDonald.
And Michael Shannon.
Yeah, and Audra McDonald. Like, yeah. Forget about it.
There's definitely acting happening.
There's, like, so much acting happening, but, like, no one's acting.
And I...
It's, you know what
does
I mean?
That
like,
make sense?
They're just
like,
there.
Yes.
Every actor should see it.
Yes.
Because it's just, like...
No
totally.
Acting.
I'm trying to find her name.
Acting.
I'm pretty sure.
So, good.
So the director of this was her Broadway debut.
Oh, really?
And oh, wow.
It was masterfully directed.
I believe her name is Erin Arbus.
Oh, you have the playbill.
Of course I have the playbill. I don't clean out my purse.
What's in your purse?
What a segment.
It is. The director's name is Erin Arbus, and this is her Broadway debut.
Really?
I got to go to a talk back with with Terrence McNally, and we were like he talked about his like how he put this all together.
Mm.
And
the playbill?
Yes. The actual playbill. And he was saying how he
like staples.
He sees a show basically every night of his life, but he likes to see Broadway shows, of course, but he likes to go as like far away into the boroughs and see crazy stuff.
Sure.
And just like off-Broadway experimental, he loves it all. And he's been watching Aaron's work off-Broadway for like a while.
Sure.
And so he basically went to the producers like, this is who's directing this show.
So cool.
And Audra and Michael Shannon both were like, well, let's meet her first. And they met her and immediately were like, yes,
surprise.
We're in love. And so, and she
Audra signs off like,
it's expert. It just feels like, it feels like real life.
Yeah.
When Audra goes, yes, you can direct me. Like, we're good.
Yeah, great. I'll do it. Sure.
But yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, I think the last thing I saw actually was I saw Choir Boy. Went to opening night
oh,
of Choir Boys.
So good.
And then I went to opening night of Ain't Too Proud. Just a little like month.
Both.
Yeah.
And there's no
like back to back.
There's no single actor connecting the two, which is crazy.
Yeah, he was fantastic. It was real.
He's so good in both of those.
Yeah, he's great.
You wouldn't even know he was in the other show.
I mean, I'm really lazy, so I don't think I would have been able to do it.
Sure, like, sure. Yeah.
I'm sure there was an overlap where he was rehearsing one, and like, I definitely
like would have. Fireboy extended, and he had to leave.
For like the last 2 weeks. But I mean, he was great. Yeah, the show was great. Like, Ephraim Sykes is a really good friend of mine. So like, so that was really cool to see him. Like, he absolutely destroyed it. Like,
yeah, and they got nominated for their choreography, right?
Choreography
was great too.
Because that was so cool to see.
It was really dope
to see how they used like step as like a transition material, but also as like storytelling in those transitions. Yeah. It was fantastic.
It's also just like a really great crowd of people. Like, it was kind of just being in an audience full of like the aunties and uncles of every like black family, like just screaming and having. Really the funnest opening night I've ever been to. It was really great.
Yeah, but they're up against each other for a featured actor.
Oh,
this
really?
Year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, get out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Hadestown has two. They have two, and then it's
gonna be a really weird
Andy
season.
From Tootsie, the best friend from Tootsie, and then female is like doubled up. Females doubled up too. Two Tootsie, two.
Oh yeah, Lily.
Two Tootsie,
two Hadestown.
Two, no. One Hadestown.
Just Amber.
Two
Gray.
Oklahoma, because Mary Testa and
Allie Stroker.
Yeah.
But like, it's Amber Gray's.
Right.
We'll see.
Ooh, it's going to be a crazy season.
I know.
And it's coming in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the Tonys are going to be super fun.
Because
Brian
will be in New Orleans and he's not watching.
I'm going
to
Hadestown.
So, like, it'll be really
fun.
I'm
going to be live from Hades.
Speaking to you live from hell.
Yeah,
like,
this
is pretty much.
Yeah, amazing. I am way down in Hadestown.
I'm so ready to see that.
The train is coming in, but do you mind if we start? And one thing before we started, we did.
It's been like 10 minutes.
If we haven't started,
right. Hello and welcome to the official Broadway's podcast. But all the shows that we talked about, I think you can get on goldstar.com.
Oh, really?
/broadwasted. Yep. I know Frankie and Johnny is on there, so it's definitely worth your time.
Go see it.
Yeah. But let's ask you some questions.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I was just here to hang out. But you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can ask us questions, too.
It's this a friendship interview?
Yeah, you know, I'm down.
That should be our new thing. Like, I know some podcasts where they're just like, we're lovers, not experts on the subject. Like, we're just a friendship podcast.
I love that. We're interviewing new friends.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. So do you want to be our new friend?
Well, I think I don't really have a choice at this point. Yeah. Wasted
you
at your place of work.
These are the important questions. What's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical? Ooh. That's hard.
Yeah.
I know.
Ugh. I just did Hair, like, last year. I got to play Claude in Hair at
Dallas
Theater Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of like Hair is probably, I think it's like really up there at this point. Like, it's
so good.
It's like Hair and like Carolina Change are like.
So good. That's Kevin's.
Yeah.
I
think those are my like top
two,
just like thematically and just the way they're, I don't know, the music and.
Sure.
The music in both of those shows like expertly set the tone for what you're trying to see.
Yes. I also loved Grey Comet. Like, that was also like.
Sure.
Way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's like immersive storyteller.
So
oh my, I already know. It was like half the cast was already
so
in.
Good.
Right.
Yeah. Natasha Pierre.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like same casting directors too. Like,
yeah.
So they're just going to cast the same. Great.
They just extended right before they even opened.
Who did?
Octet. Did you say Octet?
No, I said Hadestown.
Oh.
Octet, I believe, is open, right?
But I think it extended already.
Yes, I think they did.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Yes.
Right. It's like a song cycle, right?
Well,
and that's Dave
it's,
Malloy?
It's, oh, that's Dave Malloy wrote it. That's why
like
I brought it up.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And he wrote it. It's a cappella. Friend
that's
of the
like
show,
something
Margo,
really strange
Margo's in it.
And like...
yeah, because she has experience doing a cappella.
Yeah.
Let's take a step back. You grew up in Boston or in the Boston area?
I did, yes.
Did you see a lot of tours growing up? Did you come to New York to see shows?
I saw a couple of tours. Like, I didn't really come to New York. I saw Lion King while it was in Boston. Like, I took my mom for, like, Mother's Day one time. Like,
that's awesome.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of, like, regional theater.
Sure.
Know? Like, I would see shows like North Shore Music Theater.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, a big
speakeasy
stage company. Lyric stage, like
yeah.
a lot of like the Boston scene, and then I started auditioning for stuff because like you know, like I was in the theater and like people were like, you should go audition.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And then I ended up getting my equity card at Speakeasy and spent like a couple of years doing shows there.
Cool.
So that kind of like really introduced me to like, you know, newer obscure musicals and I don't know, the scene really.
Yeah.
And, like what it was like to work in a professional theater and
what was the first show you saw on Broadway? Do you remember that experience?
I think it was I'm pretty positive it was Aida.
What a good first Broadway show.
And like I immediately wanted to play Marip. Like afterwards, I was like, okay, I have to audition for this. Like what am I'm like 16.
Oh, he's like, the How I Know You.
Like, yeah. I was like, and he Aaron looked like exactly the same. I was like,
this is Aaron Lore, right? This is a name I know because he was in Newsies, but also the original cast of Rent. Newsies the movie.
He was also in Mighty Ducks.
And Mighty Ducks.
What?
Because I had a huge crush on Aaron Lore when I was like a child.
Yes, so did I.
Cheers.
He's the one married to Idina Menzel now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, they got married.
I forgot.
He's one of the Bash brothers. Right?
What?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That literally just blew
I'm
my
learning
mind.
So much today. This is such a great
interview. We make sure we bring out the facts for our new friends.
Facts and friends.
Facts and friends. That's actually a good podcast.
I'm okay with that.
Facts and friends. I'm better than this.
This is the best interview of my life. I'm so happy.
Do you have a first experience that like really stick? Not first experience, but what's the best experience you've had seeing a show? It doesn't have to be the best show, but you walk out of it a different person.
Oof. God, these are really hard questions. I should have, like, you should have emailed me these before. I'm just kidding. It's all on the fly, guys.
It's all on the fly.
I guess I'm just going to use Natasha Pierre as, like, I feel like that was the first time I ever experienced, like, an immersive, I don't know. Like, I was just sitting next to Philippa Sue, like, singing a song, like, with snow falling in her hair.
Sure.
And it just was, like, the most surreal experience. I was also lit, like, and wasted, but, like, it was just, like, so, I definitely had some shots, like, because this was, like, before it moved to Broadway. This
you would
like,
start in the tent.
Yes.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
was, like, an even better experience.
Oh, yeah, I can't even imagine. Did you see it in the tent, Kimberly?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Was that when it was,
oh, really?
That was Ars Nova, like, in the
tent? It was literally, like, right next to the theater, I think,
oh, I'm thinking
actually
the
ended
wildness.
Up being in.
Oh, yeah, me and the wildness going
back.
Oh,
the wildness was so good.
Yeah, that blew my mind. It was just really cool.
Can we? Do you mind if we talk about Smash for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Great. That was my second. That's it.
Yeah. That's all we say.
Moving on.
Bring it up to you a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Like, yeah.
Do people come up to you on the street and like know who you are? Well, at least
and they're like, you were mean.
It depends on like. It depends on like what city I'm in. Like in New York, like I cannot go to see a Broadway show without somebody like saying something to me because
I think
that's just the community that really watched it.
Yeah.
So like New York, I get it a lot, but if I go elsewhere, like not really. LA sometimes, like because people, you know, in television, like, but yeah.
Well, when you run into them, like, what's its effect on people? How do they react to you about it? You know, what kind of feedback do you get from it? Kind of.
It really depends on like. If you liked my character or not, like, so most of the time people are like, will just scream out, I hate you. And then, like, and then we'll have a, and they'll be like,
I'm not that person.
I'll try to walk away. And then they'll be like, no. And like, I'm talking about, and then we'll have a conversation or I'll take a picture with them or something. Like, it's always fine.
I hate you. Can we have a selfie?
It's always fine. But like, sometimes it'll just come out of the blue and somebody's like, oh my God, I hated you. And I'm
like, thank you.
What did I do? Have we slept together? Like, what is, I mean, do we have some sort of, I'm just not sure. So it really depends, honestly, but it does still happen a lot.
Cool.
But it's always funny.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's
Should
do
we play
it.
A game?
Hell yeah.
Actually, speaking of Smash.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
although now I'm realizing I took the paper away that I brought out here to do this. Cool. I can use the back of the social card from Frankie and Johnny.
Great.
There you go.
So, we're familiar with my riff on the game Mash.
We are.
In which I pick your next Broadway role. I have created Smash to pick your next TV role.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, Smash.
From your mouth to God's ears. Here we go, guys. Are you
Smash
listening?
Smash stands for sitcom, miniseries, action movie, silent film, or horror.
Great.
Ooh, those are good choices.
You just make that up?
Huh?
Did you just make those up?
Like today.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I pulled up my notes on my phone.
Oh,
she was like, on the fly.
I'm like,
did you just ask the game master if she was like making it up?
I didn't see her phone.
This girl is incredible. I was like, what is going on?
Whoa.
And, yes,
we should do a podcast with her.
Facts and Friends.
Facts and Friends with Kimberly.
I'm pretty good at making up facts.
Wait, let's. Anyway, let's keep going.
Cool. So, can you give me 4 dream co-stars?
Oh, God.
We can collaborate.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, we talked about Audra.
Oh, Audra.
Definitely.
McDonald's. Do they have to be alive?
No.
No? Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I would love to work with him. I think he's dope.
Great. We're just trying to do 10 things I hate about you.
Secretly, that's where this is. Yeah.
I just started listening the entire time. Larissa Olieni.
I love her, though. I love her. Still, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian and Kevin will give me a wild card.
Oh, okay. A wild card is Betty White.
Oh, yes. And I actually would love to work with Betty White. And I probably will get to because she's going to be 7,000 years old.
Yeah.
Like, she's never going to die.
She'll do every project.
Yeah. and willingly.
Eventually, she'll just be in everything.
I'm okay. here for and it. And then now I need a list of networks or like movie studios.
Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Hulu. Amazon.
Sci-fi.
Ooh, good one.
I just binged all 4 seasons of The Magicians, and I'm obsessed.
My friend Hale is on the... He played my best friend in Smash, like, the third episode or whatever.
That's right.
He's like, yeah.
He's spectacular on The Magicians.
He's fantastic.
This last season, guy. When he was playing it, totally, it was great. Yeah. Anyway.
He's really fucking awesome.
I'll throw in HBO.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? I'm
not there yet.
And then a wild card.
Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Absolutely. Please let me voice
I
over
really
the new Rocko's Modern
you to
Life.
Be with Betty White and Nickelodeon show.
Just the reboot of Rocko's Modern Life.
Like yes, yeah, me pretty and much. Betty White. Reboot.
I want to see that live action.
I mean, hello.
Wait. Oh, nope. Rocko, I did not like
and
it.
Betty White like in a costume, like playing like.
She would be the best friend for sure.
Yeah. 4 random numbers.
4. Wow, I'm lit. 9, 17, 26.
Perfect.
Great.
Close your eyes and say when.
When?
Perfect. All right, talk amongst yourselves while I tally this up.
Sure. All right. So you toured with Porgy and Bess, right?
I did,
it was the 75th anniversary of it?
Yeah.
What was that like, kind of representing that and taking it across the country?
It was... I don't know, it was really, I feel like, because it's an opera, a lot of people don't, I don't know, we just got, like, weird audiences. Like,
interesting.
It was, like, either people who really love, like, obscure theater or, like, super opera fans, you know?
Was this the version that they did on Broadway?
This was, like, pre that version.
Okay, so this was, the classic version.
Philip Boykin, who actually played Crown in the new version was actually our Crown on tour.
So cool.
A lot of that cast ended up doing it.
Yeah,
but I wasn't one of the ones.
So did you find that doing that on tour, were there a lot of audience members who thought they were going to see like a musical and then like kind of sort of got that?
Yeah, something, but it was like, I don't know. It was just a really interesting experience, but it was really cool to like play, like we played South Carolina, like the actual area, like kind of near Catfish Row.
Okay.
Where Porgy and Bess is set. So that was kind of cool. Like
nice.
to play that area and have people come and like they literally like set up picnics for us. And we were always welcomed like really well by the community.
That's
wherever
awesome.
We went.
Cool.
Like, it was a very respected show and like lots of people wanted to come. People like officials from the city. Like it was very like this thing.
It was like the thing to do. Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about your next most respected show?
I'm on the edge of my seat, to be honest with you. Like my manager, are you listening?
Jamie Spiro will be co-starring in a horror series on HBO.
Oh,
lucky me.
Yes.
With Betty White.
Oh, yes!
And it will win 17 Emmys.
Yeah!
Can we get that many?
I don't think so.
Is it possible? Oh my God, the motion can get like 6.
Well, no, it'll play at daytime and at night, so you'll get daytime Emmys and
it's
nighttime.
It's a soap opera during the day, and then on Sundays, it's like Game of Thrones.
Awesome.
Oh man!
Amazing.
Oh,
that's
I love it.
Role.
Oh, I'm so red. That's I mean, from your mouth.
Oh my God!
That
smashed it.
Incredible.
You smashed it.
Go don't.
Well done.
Cool. Well, so you did South Carolina.
We played South Carolina. A weekend or two.
And then where else did you kind of go on that tour? What parts of this country did you see?
We went to
what's happening here.
Portland. We went to
Maine or Oregon.
Oregon?
Cool.
Yeah, Oregon. God, this was like so long ago. It was like a 17 city tour, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like your Emmys.
Oh,
right. Right.
Oh,
you're
slick. Did you go to any corners? while you were on tour?
Because
we're going to take you to one right now.
We're
going
to take you to a corner right now.
Yeah.
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
This Kevin's corner.
All right, Jamie, welcome to Kevin's Corner.
This is such a roller coaster ride.
So,
just wait.
Kevin's Corner is where I have three highly researched questions that I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin's Corner this week is sponsored by our faves over at goldstar.com, who give you some of the best, most affordable tickets to live experiences, shows, all the things you want to do and see in New York and around the country.
Thank you, concerts, comedy, dance.
So
you've said that so many times. Like,
it's
I dream
stuck in your head.
About concerts,
concerts, comedy, dance.
Yeah.
So each question is going to start off with an awesome thing that you can get on Gold Star, and then it goes in some weird Wikipedia directions,
sure.
And eventually ends up at a question that I'm going to ask you. Great. So let's see if you can keep up with my questions, because they're very smart. Okay, question one. If you go to goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can get tickets to Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, one of the world's most beloved dance companies and a favorite with New York audiences. Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater makes another epic return to Lincoln Center this summer with four exhilarating dance programs. The company is celebrating not just for their exquisite performances of beloved classics, but also for their commitment to bold, new dance styles, offering something for every taste. Taste of the Blood of Dracula, however, is a 1970 British horror film that stars Christopher Lee as Count Dracula, the fourth time he appeared in the titular role. The role on the Red Tour was a concert tour by American rock band Red Hot Chili Peppers, on which they recorded their first live album, Live in Hyde Park.
Love them.
Park Appeal was an Irish thoroughbred racehorse and broodmare who was one of the leading two-year-old fillies of 1984 when she was undefeated in four races. So my question is, if you were challenged by a group of violent aliens intent on enslaving all of humanity to a relay race. And if you win, the alien race will depart Earth forever and humanity will be saved. So what famous three musical theater characters would you choose as your teammates to defeat the evil alien team in a relay race? And why?
I would see this Space Jam movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a musical? Wait, it has...
So you're picking three random musical theater characters, not the actors that played them, but like the character itself, like
that
Mama
I
Rose.
Would bring along.
And these
with
are the three people who are you're going to do a relay race with to beat aliens to save the human race.
Aliens that have way more technology and
right.
information than I do.
Mm-hmm. But you have
okay.
triple threats.
Maisie McFuzz, maybe? Is that, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
She
yeah.
seems like she's a hard, you know.
Absolutely.
A hard
yeah.
bitch,
she's
like
amazing.
The one you'd be playing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She feels, I feel like I'd want people that just, like, wouldn't play. Maybe Scar from Lion King. Like,
yes.
I feel like he's, like, conniving enough.
Team, yeah.
You know, he'd probably run really well.
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. a lion. How many did I need? Three?
You got three, so one more.
God. He's somebody with, like...
I'm gonna be a nerd for a second. Isn't it Maisie LaBird and Gertrude
McFuzz? I knew
McFuzz?
I did it wrong, and I was like, I think I got away with it.
No, but they got married.
Oh,
so. I'm sure there's a count.
I need to rewatch Seussical, guys.
Do you?
No,
Seussical part two when they
oh,
got
God.
Married.
Did I pick a yeah. third? I feel like somebody with like.
I think you mean Tuzical?
Literally over here trying to think of
Deuzical. Deuzical's a good one too.
And I didn't
Deuzical
do
Deuzical.
It. I stopped myself.
Right, but Deuzical makes me think of something else too.
Just
like a bunch of pooping.
So we have Maisie and Scar.
I'm trying to think of somebody with like some sort of like powers that like some sort of like leg up. I want to say like Hermione from the new Harry Potter, but that's a play. Right,
but there's
so
a lot of dancing
count.
And music, so I might
right,
give it to you.
But
was the score nominated?
I think so.
So it kind of counts.
We'll kind of we'll give it to you.
All right,
because I would also
was,
like to
it's
see.
It's a play with music.
What is
it?
Which is a musical. Play,
not Gertrude
right?
McFuzz, but he said
Maisie LaBird
or Maisie McFuzz. Maisie McFuzz because they got married. Scar.
And Hermione Granger.
Adult Hermione
Adult
Granger.
Hermione,
I'm
who has
all
a lot
into
more
this.
Experience.
Yeah,
yes.
Minister of Magic. You just saved humanity, so good job. Question two.
I do it again.
Have you ever dreamed of sitting behind the wheel of a Formula One race car? Or maybe climbing a majestic peak like Mount Everest?
Oh.
Or maybe, just maybe, you've always wanted to grab a pair of katana swords and slice up some fruit? Well... By visiting goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can get surprisingly affordable tickets to VR World NYC, where you can have an array of mind-blowing experiences in the virtual realm. offering more than 50 virtual reality activities, VR World is your chance to try out cutting-edge entertainment technology via an array of immersive films, multiplayer adventures, and captivating fight simulations. A VR bar will be on site where you can cool down and enjoy refreshments. And if you need a cultural break, you can step inside an art gallery of VR masterpieces. Mm-mm. Masterpiece, formerly known as Masterpiece Theater, is a drama anthology television series that premiered on PBS on January 10th, 1971, making it America's longest-running weekly primetime drama series.
Oh.
A series circuit is an electrical circuit comprised solely of components connecting in a series, while an electrical circuit connected completely in parallel is known as a parallel circuit.
Oh, of course.
So my question is...
so much.
Facts and friends.
So my question is, take your favorite musical theater character,
okay,
your favorite movie character, and your favorite television show character, and create a musical where they would all exist together. You're going to tell me what it's called, what the story is, and who's playing those three roles. So who's your favorite musical theater character?
Oh, wow.
And this is favorite in the moment because I'm putting you on the spot.
Right. I guess... Let's say Effie White from Dreamgirls.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So Effie White, right? From Dreamgirls, who's your favorite TV show character?
Is he allowed, ooh, to double up on Effie White for movies?
I just choose Effie White for all three. I'm really into the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
so good.
There's this character, her name's Constance, sure, on the show. Uh-huh. I think, uh-huh, she's just a badass. And
okay.
Like, I love that she does not give.
So we have Effie White and Constance from,
yes,
Sabrina.
Great.
And then who's your favorite movie character?
Favorite movie character. God, there's so many movies and so many characters, you guys. This is so difficult. What's the last movie I saw?
Detective Pikachu?
No, but I'm so into Pokemon Go, and I am definitely seeing that soon.
It was really cute.
I can't wait.
I
want
to touch him.
I feel... favorite movie character?
Yeah. You're wearing a Whitney shirt. She's been in movies. The Bodyguard?
She's been in plenty.
The Preacher's Wife?
The Preacher's Wife.
Oh, God. Yes. I guess maybe Whitney and the Preacher's Wife.
Yes.
Like, does that count?
Okay. Just, yeah, that's perfect.
Effie White.
So now,
the Preacher's Wife.
Effie's White. The Preacher's Wife.
Just doing magic.
And Constance are in a musical.
Just singing down.
So what musical are they? What's the musical called?
Oh, God.
He's wearing a Whitney t-shirt. I forgot to point that out. I didn't
really
like just
is.
Come up with that out of the blue.
Oh, my God. There should be an Impractical Magic. Like a...
Impractical Magic the Musical. Three witches.
Okay, so there are three witches. So what's it about?
There are three sisters. Like, it's just Charmed the Musical. It's really what we're trying. Charmed, the unauthorized
musical. But Shannon Doherty.
So they're three sisters, and, you know, one of them falls in love with... now I'm just making... I'm like,
one
this has already
in love
been
with
a musical.
White Walker, whatever it's called.
I'm like, one of them falls in love with the devil. This is literally just already has been a movie.
This is what it is.
Like, I'm like, somebody's already done this. I'm like, I am so terrible. I'm just stealing other people's ideas.
Yeah.
That's musicals.
Right?
Lazy. Just like, that counts, right?
So
like,
it's actually, yeah, it's Practical Magic the Musical.
Honestly,
I think that's fair.
Where is Practical Magic the Musical? It would be great.
I agree. It actually would be a fantastic musical.
And now that we know how to do like magic,
and it's like all women,
stage,
like it would,
yeah,
be like, it would be so great.
I'm in.
And who plays all three characters? So what actress plays Effie White?
I think I would ask my good friend Marisha Wallace to play Effie White.
Okay.
You know her? She's a beast.
So who's playing Constance?
Constance.
I think Heather Headley.
Oh, all right.
Yep. And then
okay,
who's the preacher's wife?
Oh, God. Like, can I just bring Whitney back from the dead,
yeah,
and like,
yes,
have her play? Like, is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else can do it justice.
Constance,
you know what I mean?
Can bring,
yeah,
her back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fine. That's how we do it at Kevin's Corner.
The show is very mad.
Yeah. All right, so this is question three. So prepare, because it's really crazy. If you go to goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can enjoy a day of sports ball at the ballpark and see the Stars of Tomorrow as the Brooklyn Cyclones play at MCU Park just off the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Marvel Cinematic Universe Park?
Exactly. A minor league affiliate of the New York Mets, the Cyclones have won 2 New York Penn League titles and have sent over 36 players to the major leagues since their founding in 2001. 2001 was also an exciting year for films, with June 22nd seeing the release of The Fast and the Furious, launching one of the highest grossing film franchises of all time. November 2nd seeing Monsters, Inc. opening with the best ticket sales ever for an animated film. And we saw the launch of 2 hit film series based on bestsellers, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone on November 16th, and on December 19th, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, is an iconic line from Beyonce that is one of my favorite lines in pop music. So my question is, what are 3 of your favorite lyrics from songs, be they musical theater or not?
You're like, I want to ask you all questions that you need your brain for while you're wasted.
While you're thinking, I just want to point out how bougie Kevin is.
What?
The Philosopher's Stone.
That's what it said on Wikipedia. They called it the Philosopher's Stone because it's British.
Wow, Kevin.
All right.
And because it came out in London before England.
Before England?
Wow. Oh, yeah. How did I do that? It was in Diagon Alley. It's fine.
Oh, sure.
Right.
So favorite, like, musical theater lyrics?
Or it can be a pop song, too. It can be like, You Must Not Know About Me. Like...
Oh. I think I'm going to use my my swear pass for this one.
Yeah,
sure.
And I'm going to quote... my favorite artist right now, her name is Lizzo. I don't know if you've
listened
to her at all.
Yes, in the whole world.
But she has a lyric where she says, "What the feelings, yo," that I think is a very like stunning lyric and really like dope lyric and kind of just is an explanation for my life, really.
Yeah.
And that's one. God, I'll go on you. 2. Some people ain't me.
That's pretty, that's a great lyric.
Yeah,
right?
That's really good.
That's okay for some people, but some people ain't me.
That's a great
lyric. That's a great lyric, right?
Yes. I mean, if we're doing best lyrics, you have to pull some Sondheim in there. So
it was going to happen. Like, it was either going to be Into the Woods or,
right, yeah.
or Gypsy, like, to be honest with you. Third one. God, this is so hard with no.
While he's singing Kimberly and Brian, do you have one?
And now I'm going to, like, use... I'm, like, obviously such a huge Natasha Beer fan.
Yes,
but,
what is it?
Maybe he'll come today. Maybe he's here already. And he's sitting in the drawing room, and I just forgot. Is that the lyric? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know the lyric, but I know what you're talking about.
It's from, like... God, what is the name of the song? You guys got... They got me really drunk. God, what song is that?
It just seems like her provided some whiskey.
It's her, like, first big number on her own that Philippa sings, where she's singing about Andre and he's not there, but then she's just like, well, maybe he's here. I just thought that was just such a beautiful lyric. It's, like, one of my favorites.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's been Kevin's Corner. Good job. You made it.
Whew, I didn't think I was going to get out
Kimberly,
of there.
Kimberly, what's your favorite lyric?
I thought I got out of answering that question.
Do you have one, Ryan?
Put him through it.
Whenever you ask that question, I literally think of Seussical, and like that's not my favorite lyric.
But what came to mind?
We did this with Alex Brightman. I did. It was on the 15th of May in the jungle of Newell, in the heat of the day and the cool of the pool, something like that. Like, no, that's not my favorite lyric, but like that's what pops in my head. Yeah,
Kimberly.
I don't know why. A little night music just came into my head, and I was
love
like,
that show.
"Soon, I promise, that's it." Because I sing that to Jay all the time.
Wait for
like,
me.
If I'll be
I'm
home
coming.
Soon.
God, what a crazy so song good. Too. Like, soon, I'm gonna let you hit soon, it soon. I promise. Like, just give me like forever, because you're gross and I don't want to have sex.
You're gross.
Yeah. That's basically
that's
the third line
I
of the song.
That lyric to my husband. I just want to point that out. Right. But, like, if he's asking me to do something, I'm just like, yeah, Sue. And I just always sing it.
That's amazing.
Cool.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So if you were sent to a desert island, okay?
Oh, good one.
Ooh, more questions.
Yeah. You're being sent to a desert island, mm-hmm. and you're stuck on this desert island. We're not going to do the death row today.
Okay.
When you're stuck in a desert island, you're not coming back. Mm. And you could only see one show before you go. Now, it could be any show. It could be from any time period. You could cast it yourself, but you're seeing this show. What do you want to see before you go? And you don't see any shows after that. That's it.
Because you're on a desert island.
Right.
The coconuts. Hallucinate.
I mean, right now I'm just like dying to see Hadestown, so I feel like I would just be like, just let me see it. Like, yeah. just let me see it before I go to this desert island, and then... Mm-hmm. You know, at least I can like sit and talk to myself about it because
it's actually not a bad show to see before you go to the island.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, that's a really good answer.
I think that's because it's I still haven't seen it.
It's a long road.
I'm really hungry.
it's so good.
Like,
So you've also toured doing backup vocals, right?
Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah, tell
like,
us.
This is like a long time ago, but
just okay. Yeah. I mean, tell us about kind of that experience because. We hear a lot about, you know, touring with shows or being off Broadway or on Broadway or regional. Like, what's that like as a kind of backup vocalist?
And who did you sing for?
I guess, well, I sang for this artist. His name was Kamiko. I think he's still out here now, but we went all over, like, the country. And then also we went to Africa and, like, sang there and, like, it was a whole thing.
Sure.
Which was really cool.
That's awesome.
And his music is really cool. He's very, like... spiritual and I don't know. It was his stuff is really interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know. It was really. I don't know. Nobody really cares about you when you're like touring with like an artist that's like going out for their thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
So like you just kind of get to hang out and you know go to sound check and then sing back up and enjoy the show and mm-hmm. then go home or go out. Like it was kind of like just a very smooth like easy experience. It wasn't anything like. It actually wasn't as crazy as like touring with like a musical theater show.
Sure.
To be honest,
like it was very laid back. Yeah.
It was very laid back, very you know, on the fly. Sometimes, like sometimes there would be drama with just like the venues and like how we would be setting up or like we'd be missing something or or whatever.
Sure.
And it sounds like your career has kind of like spanned a lot of different like avenues. Like if you're doing backup singing, you're doing like musicals, you're doing television. Mm-hmm. Was that something you had planned on wanting to do, like to diversify what you were doing, or is it just kind of how
really.
The cookie crumbled?
Honestly, it just is kind of like where I fell. Like I went to school, and like started studying music theater, and then like I moved to New York just to like try to do it. And like my goal was like to do Broadway and like audition for Broadway and like you know just mm-hmm. be like in the chorus of some show and like just like
live
the Broadway
life.
Dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then ended up like booking a TV show about Broadway and that was really just like surreal. And then from that, like, I don't know, I just kind of fell into a different bucket and then just went with it.
Yeah.
And started
was Smash one of your
that.
First jobs?
It was my first like, yeah. Like it was like, I guess Smash would be like my first like real like big anything. Like,
yeah.
It was that's the so most cool. money I'd ever made. So 100%. I definitely did not have a check like that before.
And
so.
On the so set cool. of Smash was like, did the actors, did you guys all, was there like a responsibility you felt because you were bringing like the inside of the world of Broadway to like mass America who may not have really thought about that or experienced
sure.
that world?
I mean, I think everybody like on the team in general, like, you know, I mean, Craig and Neil were like, are huge. I mean, they produce the Tonys and all that. I mean, they're like a huge Broadway producer. So, mm-hmm. so I think they were really adamant about making sure that it was true to the,
experience
to what it actually is.
Yeah.
But then you also had like a network that wants it to be marketable to people who don't really care
right.
about Broadway.
Sure.
You know, so that was an interesting kind of dynamic to watch it this kind of negotiation on like how much Broadway it could be.
Yeah, inside baseball.
Right. It was like every day there would be a conversation where we'd have to hold, and then like we'd sit there while like they would discuss something and figure out, well, I want to do this. Well, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It was really interesting.
And do you enjoy playing like the bad guy or like the not like straight and narrow, like sweet, nice guy?
I mean, it was really fun. It also was really weird to have people like,
not really think that's who
you
are. Right.
Yeah, like you
come
know,
up
not...
to you and hate you, but still like yourself.
Some people really like, it was just really interesting to see how some people really can't differentiate you from like a character that you're playing. Like,
it was funny.
Some people were really just like, like that's who you are, which is really strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. Like, you know, all those scenes just to be like creeping around, like who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
And get paid a bunch of money. Like,
I got paid to be a creep.
Yeah. Like, are you
today
kidding?
I creepily texted.
Yeah. Pan up to me like in the corner. Like, of course. Like, yeah.
Kind of going off of what Kevin said. I mean, a lot of avenues in your career, and you write, Francois and the Rebels, and you write a lot of music, and so tell us a little bit about. your show that's coming up at Green Room 42, kind of what's going to be presented there, kind of what your theme is behind that.
Sure. So a year ago last May, we did a show at the Green Room called Songs for Anxiety, Songs About Anxiety and the Boys Who Played Me, which was basically like a concert of new music that I was writing, just like the musical theatery songs and pop songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also featured a couple songs from my musical, Francois.
Sure.
But a lot of the songs were like relationship songs, and whether they were like romantic or friendships or like broken relationships, they all just kind of stemmed from like moments of my past.
Yeah.
So, it was a really great concert. I had a bunch of really great guests, and it went really well. So this is kind of the 2.0 version of it.
Musical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a little bit more stripped. It's not going to be like a giant band. Like last time, it was like a huge like party with like full band and like backup singers and everything. This time, it's going to be very stripped and very small. And, I'm featuring a lot of different songs from some projects that I'm really excited about that we're starting to develop this summer. I have this other small musical that I'm starting to develop with another company that I can't like talk about right here.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I'm really excited, you know, to share that music, and then also some new songs and stuff. And I also just want to feature some of my friends that I think are really talented.
Yeah.
That are recording artists, and I just want to give them a platform to show off their stuff because I think they're dope.
That's
so
awesome.
It's kind of just going to be like a very laid back living room type party. You're going to have a good time. You're going to hear some great music and some great singers, and
And what a great venue, right?
I love it. It's it's like an artist's living room. Like, you really just get to kind of, close to the audience, but also you're...
Like Facts and Friends.
It's kind of like coming to Broadwasted you know, getting asked tons of questions while you're lit up. Yeah, I'm really
excited.
That's
how we like it. The
show that he's talking about is Saturday, May 25th at 9:30 at the Green Room 42. So you should absolutely check it out. Go to thegreenroom42.com, get tickets to that. Let's play another game.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I've been slowly just smiling every time horror movies have come up by accident.
I love horror movies, by the way. Like, I watch them all the time.
You're a horror movie buff?
I kind of am.
Do you have a favorite?
I just watched Insidious for the first time.
Sure.
That
the final
good.
One with like the keys. Like,
yeah.
That really, yeah.
Got
it. I love like a supernatural scary movie.
Do you get scared, or are you one of those people that loves horror movies but like doesn't jump and scream?
I'll get I always know that it's a movie and I'll get a little like jumpy, but.
Oh, I'm a screamer.
I don't know. I like.
No.
I talk through every movie, so like I like to.
Brian will never see a movie with you.
So we're sworn enemies.
So we definitely if you don't like people who talk, like I watch everything with subtitles on because
I do that too. Yeah.
But I kind of like it. Like that's like a new thing.
To chat. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to talk, and then we don't miss anything. You know, especially I don't know. But I definitely talk through everything.
You're the real monsters, guys.
We could never watch a movie together.
That's true.
Far away.
Yeah.
If Brian had the power to do the Thanos snap, like every person who speaks in a movie would just
I would be gone immediately.
Yeah. When we saw Endgame together, Brian bought our tickets.
I'm like monologues after monologues.
Yeah.
Bought his tickets in front of us, yep. and me Brian and Kevin bought, sat behind him.
He bought tickets. He wouldn't sit with us because he knew we talked. So Kimberly and I sat together, and I was like,
"We did talk through most of that movie."
I leaned over, and she and I literally just had running dialogue.
This is, you guys are
what
miserable.
What are they doing? Her wig
one.
Is so bad. What's
two,
going on?
I am so thrilled that I actually did that.
Yes,
I'm okay. proud. I mean, yeah.
So here's my horror guns. Movie game. That you know what? I forgot to title. So we're just gonna call this
ah,
game.
Real Monsters.
Ah, Real Musical. So,
proud.
I have on some purple pieces of paper B horror movies okay. from okay. a top 10 list that I found.
Love okay. a B horror movie.
I also have a, like a one line synopsis on my phone, so when you pick it, I can read that to you so okay. you know more about it.
Great.
Okay.
In the yellow pile,
okay.
I have some random venues and unconventional venues that you might mount a musical.
Okay.
So you're going to pick one from each pile and then figure out how to mount a musical
of that,
of
movie.
That movie in that venue.
Okay. Okay.
Kevin, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So the movie that I will be talking about is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Great film.
Allow me to elaborate.
Yep. Yes.
Scary clowns are actually revealed to be aliens and their intent to terrify a small town.
Great.
That, the
great.
Entire synopsis.
This movie literally scared the bejesus out of me as a child. Like, it took me forever to watch it as an adult because I had, like, such a fear of clowns. Like, so that's amazing. Really funny that you picked that movie.
And I have the perfect venue for it that I pulled. Good job, Kimberly.
Yeah?
So, we're doing Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the musical.
Sure.
At an elementary school cafetorium. And so...
So
the way we're gonna do it is it's
God,
gonna be
like
very
in the lunchroom, yes. like just like oh,
it's gonna be very pared like pared down, but
pared down from a film.
The show is
stripped. There's
the
no,
show,
no
yeah, the
set.
Show is for, exactly. There's no set, like none of that stuff. But what they're gonna, what we're gonna do
very
is
20 setting.
Children from this school will be put in the first three rows of every performance. So that the audience can like viscerally feel these kids being horrified.
You've thought about this.
This is like something. So that would be like the thing is like it's like teaching, it's like showing adults how to be scared again because we're watching these children be traumatized.
Sure.
So like, sorry kids, that sucks. But
well,
like,
this is really deep.
So
well,
basically,
maybe they get to see it first and they know it's not real and they like get to meet the clowns before they put their makeup on.
No, we're scaring the kids.
No, we're terrifying.
And it's like really, like really smart music by like Janine.
Happy
story.
You don't want
so it's like
Janine Jasori's
writing like really like intellectual,
like,
beautiful music as we terrify children. So it's just the clowns like terrifying these kids to make the adults feel the fear of children.
Of
just
all
like
the shows,
wire. Long back line of clowns.
Of all the shows we've come up on this like yep. podcast, that has moved to number one that I want to see.
Yep. It's, wouldn't that be great to watch yeah. just children
I
mean, weep?
No, but I want to see Janine Tesori make
also,
yes.
me weep.
And
in
also,
a
I would
way.
Love to go see it at like some childhood cafeteria
yeah, yeah.
like downtown in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Like, you know,
I mean,
I would actually buy
it's like
a ticket
the Sweeney Todd. Like at the
yeah. yeah. You can actually eat like chicken patties and like mashed potatoes like served like during
like
the show.
The Barrel oh, Elementary.
We're onto something here, guys.
So that's what we would do.
Amazing. Who's next?
Brian.
I'll go.
What's your movie?
What's your movie?
Okay, I have
I'll read you
Spider
the...
Baby or The Maddest Story Ever Told.
Yes. Murderous and demented siblings go crazy after distant relatives turn up to take their home.
Okay, so...
no sign of spiders in that synopsis.
I pulled The Winter Garden.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
fancy.
You got some good producers on there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
you got your Roth. You got
I have like three high school kids with $100. Brian's got like real people.
Somebody's mom that's like.
So we're going to keep the Beetlejuice set on stage because
okay.
this it's so good.
It's so good.
It is very good.
But the audience is sitting on the stage.
Okay.
And the siblings are in the audience.
Okay.
There are 1,700 siblings.
Yes. No, yeah. There are two siblings in a huge audience.
Just sitting alone.
But you're sitting on the stage. And it's actually, it's choreographed.
Okay.
By Andy Blankenbuehler.
Okay.
Oh God.
And
so the those dancers are going to be working for their money.
Yeah. This is only—it's only the two kids.
So many layouts.
Wait, it's a lot of dancers.
It's just the two kids.
It's taking place in the house of the Winter Garden.
It's just the two kids because like there's this like eerie, empty feel about it, and you as the audience are the parents in the house. So the voiceover is coming from behind you every time the parents need to speak, but the kids are talking to the audience as if you're the mother and father.
On stage.
Yes. In the house.
With the set of Beetlejuice.
All yes. Right. Okay.
You're like, the set's still there, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I just need to say that again. Because as the producer, I'm like, we just lost 110 seats.
and the...
More than 100. Who lost?
You lost
1,700
seats. It's the
And the and it's a Candor and Ebb musical that we just never knew they wrote.
Oh,
ooh, what a twist!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Who plays the two children?
So who plays the two children?
Yeah, the Keenan Bolgers.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually gonna say Keenan Bolger and Gideon Glick.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
But I'll go.
I'm getting my things and I'm out of here.
Like I'm sorry, I'm dead now, so I can't do this.
You're so good at it.
This was a good interview.
The Spider Baby or the maddest story ever told.
All right, sir.
Is it my turn?
It's Jamie's turn.
All right.
I hate Ready Uncle Jamie.
People do hate him on the street, so...
That's true.
It's the truth.
This is the movie.
This is the movie. So the movie is Ben.
Yes.
I have no idea what movie that
ben,
is.
Ben, do you know that song? Right? Ben, right. You're my best friend. The leader of a pack of killer rats befriends a lonely boy. That's what Ben is about.
Oh. It's from the rat's point of view?
Oh, God. And I have to do this on an arena tour.
It's like Ben... do you remember that movie Ben and Me about the mouse who was friends with Ben Franklin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So wow.
What? Or Willard?
Yeah. What a pull.
Well, Ben is also a Michael Jackson song, right?
Ben?
You were my best friend.
God, that did not age well, did it?
Playing to the
mouse.
Okay, so Ben, so a kid that befriends rats, and I have to do this. With a small budget on an arena tour to 25 cities. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this arena tour, and we're going to pick really strange venues, and we're going to make this really immersive and weird so that you really have to deal with the rats, like, next to you. You really get to experience the experience. You really get to see the friendship bond happen right up and personal.
Yeah.
You know? Right in your seat. And I guess, he befriends all these rats, or is it like one head rat?
The leader of the rat befriends the lone. All
right, so I got to cast Ben in the rat, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, ooh, this is tough. Ben, it's got to be somebody like young and youthful, but like grown and adventurous. Who can sing really high because he obviously has to be a tenor.
Oh, of course.
Like, duh, period.
Is this you? Like, is that
I'm like,
somebody, like, do I have time for
somebody
anything?
Somebody that might have, like, might have a TV credit, maybe. Show next Saturday at 9:30 at the Green Room 42. I, like, immediately wanted to say Jeremy Jordan for 2 seconds, but then I was like, I don't know if he, like, really wants to do anything as newsy-esque as he has.
He doesn't get a choice. This is your dream casting.
I know, you're right.
Well,
listen, the choreography that I have planned for these rats.
Oh my God, is very, so many barrel
so,
rolls.
So we got Jeremy Jordan playing Ben, and then the head rat has to be somebody really, really funny and a little older with...
Sure.
Great voice. You're like, sure.
Yeah.
Please decide on someone. Oh, this is so hard to do when you're like drinking.
Lupone.
Actually, period. Done. Lupone is the rat king. Opposite Jeremy Jordan as Ben.
On
the arena tour.
Yeah.
And they become best friends.
After their SVU,
and they have an incredible duet at the end of the show.
That tour will recoup.
But who's going to write the music to this, guys?
Yeah,
that's the real question. Like,
it's an arena tour, so you got to fill the space.
Right. So it's going to be somebody like up and coming, like somebody contemporary, something pop rocky, something.
Yeah.
Or is
like
it
Joe Iconis, maybe? Like, Drew Gasparini.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly, like, They would be, you know, you somebody like weird, but like,
everyone gets a song.
That's true. I could just get like 37 writers together in a room.
Yeah,
and
just
like,
SpongeBob it.
Yeah, that sounds
SpongeBob
like SpongeBob it. You know, yeah. Song per rat.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Oh,
yeah. I think like Casper
I think that's my, I think I'm done. I think I think
yes.
That was solid, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This is,
you're welcome, there. Jeremy Jordan.
You got your next kid, bro. Good looking out.
All right. I have picked the movie The Brood.
Okay.
In which a man realizes that a series of murders are somehow linked to his wife's therapy sessions.
Okay.
Weird.
These deep-ass movies.
Yeah.
The Brood.
Obviously.
Also movies I need to see.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds really intriguing.
Any
1979.
Of these. Oh,
obviously, this is going to be produced in a outdoor Greek amphitheater.
Well, of course. It's The Brood.
It is The
Absolutely.
Brood. And so the therapy sessions come to life in a Greek chorus.
Yes!
In which the woman...
Oh, yes.
The woman is laying on a couch in her therapy session, and the therapist is on stage next to her, and the Greek chorus is behind the woman on the couch, speaking with her, going through her emotions, And then if an emotion gets too strong, some of the Greek chorus will splinter off and murder.
Whoa.
And that is how the murders happen.
Girl, she's That's like, really I have good. This script in my, on my yeah, laptop she, at home.
I've been writing it for years.
I'm here's, like, this idea is very, very well crafted.
Here's the contract.
I'm like, I would buy a ticket to this,
up.
Though. I'm like, New York Theater Workshop, are you listening tonight?
Yeah.
3-2-1 General Management has already signed on.
I knew it. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I've got experience.
Yes, obviously. I'm trying to think of who can write... You know what?
Wait, so you're in this show?
He's a therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind, like, you know, writing some orchestrations, you know, or something
right.
of, yeah. the, of that nature. Maybe some
absolutely.
Lyrics.
Some Lyrax.
How about you...
Just your
have
a person of color
also,
on the team, you know what I mean?
Right.
Thinking
representation
horror,
matters.
Of course.
Yeah, I've seen Tusicle.
You are not gonna let Tusicle go.
Maybe Duncan Sheik writes some of the music, like American Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a little like
love a Duncan Sheik.
Walking down the street
weird.
On a monotone note.
A little Spring Awakening like vibe.
A little Spring
like,
Awakening vibe
little, like,
with
painful.
The whole like Greek chorus speaking in mm-hmm. poetry almost until they
yeah.
go
great
murder.
It's touchy
vibe.
I
yeah.
love that.
I'm like,
I would see all of these.
I've also literally.
You don't have to travel to Greece and hike up a mountain to
That's
see this
fine.
One.
So you know what? There's got to be some sort of...
It's
It'll
fine.
Be a Playbill cruise. Like one of the stops on the Playbill cruise.
It's on, the, it's on the Atlantis is really what it is.
They'll get
it's a show on the Atlantis cruise line.
And then you park you to go down that big slide at one point like Holiday in the Sun.
It's basically
yeah,
on
it
the...
It actually happens in on the slide. Like there, that's where the set is going to be like.
It's on the Disney World Magic Kingdom set of Hercules. Like you just... Pull
God,
that and just.
I mean,
yeah,
bless to save money,
perfect.
You know.
Yeah,
I mean, look,
perfect.
Look
yeah,
at God.
The muses reprise their role.
And you got cast in a show, so good for you.
Finally. It's been really been a while, so.
That was.
I've been waiting for this.
What?
That was Real Musical.
Yeah.
Come on, Real Musical.
Well, that actually brings us to the end of our episode.
It does.
Aww.
Thank
God,
you
so
much so for
much fun.
Coming out to Facts
Thanks.
And Friends.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I really had a great time. Yeah. So I'm like, please
you
have me back
a
again.
Whole new podcast.
Of course. Yeah. Don't forget to go see his show at the Green Room 42 on May 25th at 9:30 p.m. You
What's
get
the official
tickets.
Title?
It's Songs About Anxiety 2.0 is the name.
Cool. Yes.
Is Anxiety 2.0 or the show is 2.0?
The show is 2.0. The anxiety is just kind of like a
the
through line
is like
that
extra.
Is always here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's a constant.
So it's just something that's constantly there.
That's awesome.
For more information about that, you can follow him on social media. Again, his Twitter is Jamie Shapiro and Instagram is Poppy Magic.
I'm
so
way
check him
more
out there.
Interested in Poppy Magic.
I'm a little naked on my Poppy Magic page, so like... You know, just I apologize or
it's
just or run to Instagram
it's
right
Instagram.
Now.
Instagram. If you weren't expecting a little thoughtiness, like you need to pull yourself
I'm
together.
I'm a little thotty on there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just slightly.
That's what it's there for.
I try to be respectful about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you can follow us at Broadwasted on Twitter.
Hey, that's us.
Instagram. We have our Facebook group
that Kevin runs.
Yep.
Yeah. We do really fun stuff. We talk about stuff and I post little videos and
yeah.
I post little questions to try to get to like me to be chosen to win and I never win.
And
really
then
fun.
You can also join our Patreon. Don't forget to join our Patreon for extra episodes, extra content, really fun stuff.
For as low as $5 a month.
Yeah. Definitely.
Or as high as whatever much you want.
Yeah.
Or you can donate to 20, you know, whatever you got in your pocket.
If you want to see these shows we talked about happen, an arena tour doesn't just
all those rats. Like, we got to pay Lapone and
Mary Jordan. A song per rat, people.
And we got Pat Lapone to pay. So, like, listen, oh, God. That's a check.
Absolutely. we also have...
That's a bank certified check.
Right. Like, in advance. Like, that's what that is.
She tapes the money to her during performances. Yeah. But you can follow us. Oh, I just said that.
You did that.
You can find us on Spotify, things like that. But iTunes, of course. Rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
And thank you.
You can do that there. And we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
And today's quote is, "The sun don't beam, the moon don't shine, the tide don't ebb and flow. A clock won't strike, a match won't light. When love goes wrong, nothing goes right."
What's that from?
When love goes wrong.
Is that a Judy Garland song?
No, Marilyn Monroe. Oh. There you go, bombshell. From Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
I was like, when love takes over.
I really should have known that.
Yeah.
I really should have known that quote. That's brilliant.
We do want to thank our friends at Gold Star, our facts and friends at Gold Star.
Yeah.
Again, you can go to goldstar.com/broadwasted. And you can also use our code BROADWASTED.
All caps.
For $10 off your order. Again, we love Frankie and Johnny, so definitely put that on your list.
Go through that.
But again, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. Go and see his
show. Actually, it was so fun.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time.
Please, anytime, I'm available
all about it.
To come and drink in your office.
Yeah, I was gonna say, here, ready for whiskey?
Yeah. I'm definitely here.
But as we end every episode, we raise our glass and we say,
Zootuwop
bump.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
End of Greece.
You know,
it's from Tusicle. You know,
it's right.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.